all the days of a poor man is bad. So the more of that true, I have Rika Shabbos to him, tell him that the Shabbos ain't paid him. So what is it could be Shmuel like Shmuel? The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says, Shinu Vester Tchilis Chela. When you change in normal manner, that's the beginning of becoming sick. So even though on Shabbos maybe he has food to eat, but since he's not used to eating the whole week, even on Shabbos he gets sick from the food. Kosser B'Sefer Ben Sura, says in the Sefer Ben Sura, that Kol Yimei Oni Royim, that's what Shimon Melech said. Ben Sura Royim, he added, Af Lelis, not only are the days bad, even the nights are bad. Why? B'Shofar Gagim Gagim, his roof is a low roof. Therefore, Mamte Ganim Gagim, all the other roofs give off their water onto his roof. So even at night, he's always raining into his roof. And B'Rum Horim Karmoy, Me'yofa Karmoy Nekromnim, his kerem, his vineyards on the top of the mountains, that's the sheep's land. And when it rains, all the good crop, the good fruit, or the good sand comes down to the bottom, he loses. So even at night time, when it's raining, the yoni is also having a bad time, hot time, he's always losing out. All right, we'll stop here.
You were holding Daf Kuf Mem Vov Amar Aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Harshalayach Savlonis Lebeis Chomov. The minig was then that after you made Kedushin, after you married your wife, before Nisuyin, that the Chosen used to send his wife a present, and she was still living by her father's house. So that's called Harshalayach Savlonis. If you send presents, Lebeis Chomov, to your father-in-law's house. So, Sholach Shom Meyamono, let's say you sent her $100. Meyamono. The Ochal Shom Sudas Chosen, and when you went there, you also ate a Suda, you ate a meal there. So the locher is Afilu B'dinner, even though the meal you ate there was only worth a dinner, Eina Nigvoyim. You cannot receive this present back, even if something happens later that you do not make Nisuyin, either you retract or she retracts. Still we say, since you went there and you had a Suda, you like Meichel, she can keep this present. What about Loyachol Sham Sudas Chosin? Let's say the Chosin did not eat anything there. He only went there to bring the present. Then the locher is Harei Lo Nigvim. He has the right, if something goes wrong later, to collect it. That if they do not make Nisuyin, he has the right to collect it. If he dies or she dies, the Yorshim, he receives it back. What about Sholach Savloinus Merubin? Let's say the Chosin sent a present to his wife, and he sent a very big present. Sheyachzur imo lebeis bailo, that he didn't expect her to use it up by the next few months that she's only going to be by her father's house, but rather he expects her to keep on to it, she should keep on to it, and the mitzvah, when they have the nesuyin, she'll bring it into his house. So such a type of a present, hare'elu nigvin, such a present, if something goes wrong, the chosn has a right to receive it back, but he only gave it to her, amnas, that she'll bring it back into his house. But Savloinus Muratin, let's say he gave her a small present, just gave her some food, Shemishtamish Behen Bebeis Aviyah, that's a normally that she should use it up by her father's house, and then she has no right to receive it back, he has no right to receive it back later, because he was Meichel, as if to say she could use it up now, even before the Nisuyin. So what it comes out now, Mishnah, is that if when you send it, you have Das clearly that she should not use it up, and she should bring it back into your house. So then if something goes wrong, she has to return, you receive it back, even if you wait there. That the Rashi and the Mishnah says that the Chosan ate a Suda there. He's Moichel Asoni Min Astam, somebody that he does not speak out clearly that he wants it back, but something that's a Matana Maruba, and then the Chosan receives it back. So more says like this, Omar Rova Dafka Dinner. It has to be in a Stam case that the Chosan ate at least a dinner's worth of food when he went there. Abba pochus mi dinner, let's say he ate less than a dinner, loy, then he does not receive it, then he could receive it back. Yeah, abba pochus mi dinner loy, if the chosn only eats less than a dinner, then it's not called he has satisfaction by eating there, therefore he could demand to get the present back. More says, sheet, of course, dinner tonight. It says in our Mishnah that he ate a suda worth the dinner. Someone says, no, madatem, I would have thought to say, who are din the afilu pochus mi dinner? The same halacha would have applied even if he ate right now less than a dinner. Once he had some enjoyment there, he's meichel the present completely. the high diktoni dinner, why does the Mishnah say then that the chosen ate a suda worth a dinner? So I'll tell you, urcha the milsiktoni. That's a normal way. But who had dinner if he ate less? Kamash Mulan, that's why I need Rova to say no. That when the Mishnah says dinner, means badafka he ate a dinner. But less than that, we do not say he's meichel the present. Now the Gemara says, urcha tonight. It says now Mishnah that the chosen ate there. What's going to be though, shosamai? What's going to be if he only drank there? He did not eat, he only drank.
Now the next shalom word is like this. Who tonight? It says only if the chosin himself comes and eats. What about shluchamai? What's going to be if the chosin sends a shliach? He sends the present, and the shliach eats by the base chamof. Is it called the mechila also or not? Shom tonight. Mashmoni if the chosin went into a shver's house. If he ate there, but shogoloi mai, what's going to be the loch if after the chosin sent the present to his kala at her house, then she sent back food to him? Not that he ate there, but the food was sent back to him. What's going to be the loch? Is that also considered a mechil or not? So Mor says, Toshma coming here. The Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Maisa biyodamech, that happened case with one man. Sheshogal beis chomov, meya kroner shakadi yayin v'shakadi shemen. He sent them 100 kronos, 100 wagons of barrels of wine and barrels of oil. V'shakli kesa v'shakli zov, also made out of silver and golden jewelry. V'shakli milis, also kelim full of silk. V'roch abisim choser, and he drove there very happy. V'olach v'yomad al pesach beis chomov, and he sat there at the door of his shver's house, of his father-in-law. And what happened was, after he sent his big present there, Vohitzio Kois Shelchamin, they brought out him to drink a hot drink, Vishosa, and he drank the hot drink, Umeis, and the Chosin died right there. Now the Shaila is, does the Yorshim of the Chosin have a right to receive the present back or not? So, Vizu Halocha Helo Rebbe Acha Sahabir Lachnecha Chomim, Usha, he brought the Shaila in front of the Chomim by Usha, the Yarmu, they said like this, Sablonis or Asuyin Livolois Ein Nigvim. The presents that are omit for sheet to use up, in other words, the food that you don't collect. So therefore, the presents that were food that you're supposed to eat up, that he doesn't, that the Yerushim do not receive. But Vishain Asuyin Livolois, things that are not supposed to be used up, Lamashra the Kli Kesav or Kli Zov, that's Nigvim. Then the Yorshim of the Chosin have a right to receive it back. So what do we see from here? Shema Midah, now we have a proof that Afilu Shosa, that even if the Chosin only drank, also we say it's considered Minastam or Mechila. And Shema Mina Afilu Pachos Medina, we also see even though the drinking here was only a hot drink, the half min was only a tea, that's not worth a dinner, still we say things that Asui and Livolois, he can't receive back. So you see, minastam, these things are called the mechila. So Mor says, no, Amar Rav Ashi, man lemolon, who told you, to loisach gilei marginisa, who said they didn't like rub into this hot drink a pearl, the shav yafi zuzi, it's worth a lot of money, v'yashkan, they gave him to drink. Of course, and Rashbam says, people used to do this for refuah, this was a type of a medicine. So therefore, we only have a proof that drinking is also considered a mechila by the chosin. But how much is worth, that you have no proof. The Gemara says, but Shema Min, we have another proof here though, that Afilu Shogruloi, even if they sent the food back to the Chosin, not only where the Chosin ate the food by the Shver's house, but even if it was sent back, the Gemara says, no, Dilma maybe Kol Pesach Beis Chomov, Ke Beis Chomov Domi. Here the case was, that they brought the hot drink out to the house, to front the door, so maybe the front door of the house is considered like the house. So maybe that's considered that the chosin ate by the Beis Chomov. But in the case where they sent the food back to the chosin, there we have no proof. Iberlu, I have a question like this. Mal sheyishalish shvach savlonis. Shalom, what the girsu is, yishalos, other half the girsu is mash yishalim. Let's say the savlonis became worth more later on. And the case where she has to return it, where there's no mechila. What about the shvach, the fact that it became worth more, who keeps that? Now, what's the locha? Kivon di yisnaileli day. Had ribrishusay shavuach. Since if it's be'en, if it's around,
the chosn has a right to receive it back. So the fact that it became worth more now, price went up, it sort of came worth more in his reshus, and he receives it. Or Dilma maybe, look, so that's one side, that the chosn receives the shvach. Or Dilma maybe no, kivon di avdi, or mignavi, since it would have been lost, or would have been stolen. Boy shlumalei, like the kala has to pay it back to the chosn, is so reshus di do shavuach. It's considered like it's an herbishus. It's like she owns it right now, just she has to pay it back. Therefore, she has to pay back only how much it was worth at the time when he gave it. Now that it became worth more, she has a right to keep it. So Mar says, take this like a good shiloh, who's called the muksik in the sablonis, and whose reshus did it become worth more? Boy, Rav has to shout like this. Sablonis ho asuyin livolois. Let's say presents that usually she was supposed to use it up. Like you send the barrels of wine, and it's normal for her to use it up, to drink it up. But v'lei bolu, but she did not drink it up. She still has the wine left over. Mao, what's the halacha? Does the chosn have right to receive it back or not? Toshma, come in here. V'zu halacha hello Rabbi Acha Sahabiro lefnei chachamim b'Yusha. These are halacha that he sent up in Usha. For Yomu, they said like this: Savlonus ho asuyin livolois ein nigvin. That presents. That asuyin livolos means that she's supposed to use them up. It's normal she should use it up. It's ein nigvam. The chosn doesn't receive it back. But v'shein asuyin livolos, presents that's not oimid to be used up. So then nigvam, then the chosn has the right to receive it back. So that's what it says before. We had in the Mishnah like this. So now my love, doesn't the Mishnah mean af agav deloy bolu, even though she did not finish up the wine, but since it's something normally that she should finish it up, she has the right to keep it. So where it says loy the bolu, maybe the Mishnah only means in a case where she really drank it up, finished up the wine, and the chiddush is she does not have to pay back the worth, the money of it. But maybe if it's still be'en, she didn't use it up yet, maybe then she has to return it. Toshima coming here from the end of the Mishnah. It says savlonus muotin, he gave her a small present. Shemishtamish behen fi bebeisavia, that she uses it when she's by her father's house. Ein nigvin. He does not return it back. Sechuritz mashma, even though it's bad, even though it's around, still, she does not have to return it. Sumar says, Tirgama Rova, Rova explained the end of the Mishnah song about, B'yevo v'sachto, by types of nets on the hair that they wear. The pshat is that this is a simple present, such a thing for sure the chosn is meichel, does not expect it to receive it back from the kala, a hair net. So therefore, these small things she has a right to keep. Or it could be that something else that's more valuable, even though like a bottle of wine she was supposed to finish, but if she did not, the chosn has the right to get it back. In a case where they break up, they do not make the nisuin. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Maisa b'yod ha-mechad, happened in the case of one man, sheshogal beis chomov, he sent a present to his wife, that's staying in his father-in-law's house by her father, yayin chodesh, he sent a new wine, v'shem and chodesh and new oil, or klipishten and flax, chodesh, new flax, v'yatzeres joined shruas. That was the case. So when it says, what's the chiddush over here? So what? It doesn't say any special halacha. So what if he sent it as present? So when it says, the boy is saying, the one chiddush here is, chashivus of Eretz Yisrael k'mashmon. It's teaching us the chiddush of Eretz Yisrael, that it's true that the wine and the oil is finished already, is ripe already, by shruas. Even though it's the beginning of the summer, still after Chshivus of Eretz Yisrael, the pavers grow so fast and good there that by Shavuos you can have fresh wine, you can have fresh oil. The boy is saying another teretz is like this: the chiddush is itoyin tain se taina, that if the chosin taina this, he said, "Listen, I sent a present to my kala by Shavuos time, and I sent her this fresh stuff." So we believe him; it's a good taina. And if something goes wrong later, he has a right to collect it. Like we don't say it's a taina b'tois, but we believe what he says. Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Maisa b'yod ha-mechad, happened in a story, a case with one man. Shomer lo ishtoi tusroni is he. His wife said, "Listen, I can't smell." Or Shomer, people told the husband, you should know, there's a mum in your wife, that your wife can't smell. And if it's like a true, such a mum, we say there'll be a mekach tois, as if he was never married to her. So he wanted to check it out to see if she could smell or not.
So he went after her once into a haunted house, Lubotko, to check it out to see if she could smell or not. His Oma lost, so he said to her, Reach Tznoin Ani Mareach the Golo. That you should know, I smell radishes here. That's what I smell. So what she said, so he wanted to see if she would be masking, if she also smelled it or not. So Omra, what she said back to her husband was like this,